Welcome to Messy Business, the podcast for solo business owners who are brilliant at what they do, but sometimes feel like things are a bit of a mess. I'm Libby Langley, business therapist, author, and your practical voice of calm in the chaos of working for yourself. Each week, I'll help you make sense of the mess so you can build a business that actually feels like you. Here's this week's episode. Last week was my 14th year in business birthday. And it hit me just how much of that time I've spent pushing, producing, showing up, even when I've got nothing left. And then life stopped me. Burnout, shingles, house renovation, capacity, anyone? Everything collided and I had no choice but to rest. And, you know, something surprising kind of happens when you do that. When you finally stop forcing things don't fall apart. They, generally speaking, they soften, they slow, and you start to hear yourself again. So today, in this episode of Messy Business, I, Libby Langley, hello, want to talk about what happens practically, mentally, creativity, when you stop pushing through and give yourself space just to be. It's interesting because over the last however many years, I've got an assortment of Facebook posts from celebrating my business birthdays, right? In the early days, they were me and cake and it was all exciting and cute and, you know, and all of that, enthusiastic. But over time, I don't know, maybe the novelty wears off, just get a bit more jaded. But there was a real kind of crunch point 8 years ago, 2017, 8 years ago? Well, okay, I mean, that in itself doesn't sound right, but anyway, it is. And I remember this really clearly because I had been with my now husband for just over a year, I think, about a year. And, you know, things had changed. I'd had 3 years being on my own after my divorce, and it was a tough time because I bought my ex out, and then I'd had to sell the house 3 years later because it was too expensive to run on my own and blah, 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 you know, and it'd be a really tough time. And then I met my now husband, or got together with my now husband, and he moved in and life was really different, right? And that gave me a bit of space in order to think things through. And I kind of made the decision that I was going to stop having my business. I know, I don't think I've shared this before. So anyway, here we go. I kind of decided I was going to stop doing it. And that was, I'd been in business for 6 years then. And I survived a lot of financial ups and downs, emotional ups and downs. And it was been tough, you know. And on top of that, that kind of personal stuff and all of that, but on top of that, there was the added pressure of having to find customers and deliver on contracts without any real support or comfort of a wider organization. You know, I was on my own and I was doing stuff on my own. And I didn't have a team then because I'd had a team and then got rid of the team. So I'd spent a few years just doing everything on my own and I'd found it really difficult. And I'd actually said in this Facebook post, you know, if anyone who says working for yourself is easy is quite frankly rather disillusioned. I mean, I still stand by that. But I also said, it's been a great ride, though, all in all. But maybe now life has changed. It's time to change things on the work front, too, and relinquish the need for constant self-marketing and focus on the bits I really enjoy. Let's see what 2018 brings me. Now, what was interesting was that was me saying I was giving up my business. And it doesn't read like that, actually, now, you know, kind of looking back, it doesn't read quite like that. But what happened was I actually, as a result of putting that out there, I got two really good contracts from people I already knew. But this was when Facebook was great, right? Because you met people, you knew people, you liked people, you became Facebook friends with them. And now it's spread over all sorts of places, or we stick to LinkedIn or whatever, and it is different. But I put that out and I got, I managed someone's Facebook ads for them for three years, I think, as a result of putting that post out. And I worked with an estate agency that was quite a big contract, and that saw me right through COVID and allowed me to set up my Marketing Megastars program that I ran and various, you know, other one-to-one stuff. So two really good things came out of that. I worked for a fostering agency doing their Facebook ads and an estate agency on all their marketing. And it was quite interesting because it was the slightly overdramatic decision of I'm not doing this anymore that led to the good stuff. But it wasn't. It was that I stopped forcing it. And I just said, you know what? I am tired of putting myself out there. I'm tired of having to market myself. It's not like you're marketing a business. You're marketing yourself when you work for yourself. And I just said, I'm not going to do it anymore. And two really great things came out of it. And they allowed me a bit of space and income, steady income, to sort of have a rest from the other stuff. And then the other stuff came back, the creativity came back. And yeah, my Marketing Megastars program that I launched in COVID was really cool. And things since then have been much more what I want to do, I would say. Although if you listen to last week's episode, it hasn't always gone right because of, burnout and all that shizzle. But I think this stopping forcing yourself can be such an incredibly powerful thing, because we get into the visibility trap and it's like visibility doesn't mean posting on social media multiple times a day. It doesn't mean shouting the loudest. It can mean having a website with some really good SEO. That can be visibility. That can be enough. You know, nobody ever needs to see you out in public. It's about doing the right thing for you. And I think I particularly, I'm happy to share this. I tend to, because I can do stuff, I tend to do them all. And coming from a background where social media was everything, right? I started my business, I was a social media trainer as well as business coach. I ran a social media agency. My MBA was in social media marketing. Everything was social media, right? But back in 2009 when I started that, it was a really cool place to be. It's really fun, really interesting. Not the onslaughty overwhelm that it is now. It just wasn't like that. So, but having been in that world, it's very hard to step away from that world because it's everything that I knew. But it's always been the thing that's killed me. Whenever I get to a point of, oh my God, I just need to stop, or, oh my God, I've had enough, like that Facebook post from 8 years ago, it's because of this self-marketing. It's the thing that I hate. I hate it. I love doing the work. And I guess this podcast is self-marketing, so, you know. But I don't like the constant showing up stuff. I can tell you how to do it and teach you how to do it and give you strategies on how to do it, but it's not something that I enjoy because it's not my natural place to be. And this is the really important thing, right? This is what you need to be mindful of, yeah? It's like, are you forcing it or are you doing it because you really genuinely love it and want to? And if you're doing it because you think you should, because you can, or because you must, ergo forcing it, it's not sustainable and it's not going to kind of work out for the good, really. And I think what was so interesting about that point back in 2017, which, bear in mind, came only like 2 years or so, 2.5 years, nearly 3 years, but after I'd changed everything by making my staff redundant and closing down my agency. So I'd been through a massive change already. And then I just decided that it kind of wasn't any good. But what was really interesting was that good stuff came out of it. And I think that's why in this current period that I'm in of, you know, having getting out, recovering from burnout, I guess, and having shingles. I mean, that just honestly hit me like a slap in the face. That it's like, oh, and you get it. You get it when you're run down. You get it when you're exhausted. And that's genuinely frightening. You know, I've been really unwell and it's really frightened me because I've always been able to kind of work my way through things before. But this is like, I just can't. I have to just, holiday's not going to solve it. You know, it's not one of those things. So that, I suppose that's why in this current state that I feel quite sanguine about it all in some ways, actually, because I have it's not even anecdotal evidence, it's pure empirical evidence that slowing down and stopping has actually always been good for my business. So I would urge you to think about where you really are and think about what you can let go of. If something's not making you happy or something's stressing you out, what's the worst that could happen if you didn't do it anymore? 2025, I've really stepped back from social media, and I've done a couple of episodes about this before. I wanted to see what would happen, but I've been stepping back from social media in that I stopped the daily scheduling, but I would still make sure religiously I had something scheduled about the podcast every week. And it's like, so that's not really stepping back, is it? That's just changing the formula. So what I'm doing now is I'm not going to schedule anything. And I've actually cancelled my paid subscription to later, my scheduling tool. Still have the free one. And later's brilliant, right? If you do want to schedule, I've been using it for over 10 years. But in order to kind of make myself post live, and I've always been an advocate of scheduling stuff because it gets it done. However, if you are of an autistic mind, that gets you into yet another routine of things that you have to do. And so by taking away the thing that allows me to do that, and I know there's a load of other tools you can use for scheduling and all that, but for me, it's that one. And by taking that away, I'm actually making myself do things differently. And that's what needs to happen. So you've got to know yourself really quite well in order to be able to catch yourself and where you're falling into traps or where you're, going down a road that actually isn't healthy or helpful for you. And the self-awareness is massive, you know. If you do one course this year, it's like learn how to know yourself, if such a thing exists. But for me, I've done quite a lot of EFT tapping with my coach Jackie Acree, and that's really helped me. But being able to catch myself when I'm like, nope, it's not right. I can do it, but nope, not right. I think is the best lesson that you can learn, you know. And I think this kind of giving yourself this absence of urgency, I'm not talking about financial stuff here, right? Because money matters, yeah? But if money is so desperate, one can get a part-time job, yeah? There are alternatives. If a business is making you unhappy or ill, there are alternatives to support yourself, to support your nervous system, to do something else, yeah? You know, you can go and work on the tills in a supermarket. It's okay if there's a reason for it, if you're choosing it. Yeah, I do have a dream of working in a garden centre, but that's a story for another time. So, you know, this kind of this absence of urgency, it really, nothing will collapse, right? And my evidence of that, factual evidence of that over the years, is that good stuff happens when you step back and genuinely, and I know loads of people say that, but it is genuinely true, and it's fear that stops us doing it. And it's circumstance that forces us to do it. We don't very often make the conscious just, do you know what? Actually, I'd be better if I just did a lot less. And so you just do a lot less. There's too much fear attached to that. So it's either illness or somebody else's illness or burnout or, I don't know, capacity, the fact that your computer's blown up, whatever. There's always something that forces you to do that. But actually, it's kind of the best thing that you can do, because you're like, oh, turns out it will keep turning, or it won't keep turning, but it wasn't really turning anyway, so that's fine. And I think rest is productive in an entirely different way to the kind of taking away the absence of, having an absence of urgency. So clarity really only returns after you properly shut off. I know, you know, people get a lot of good ideas on holiday. And it's a really good example. But the thing about holiday is that I must enjoy my holiday kind of thing, right? So you've got that kind of enjoyment pressure on that side of things too. But also you want to enjoy your holiday. So you don't necessarily want to be thinking about work on your holiday, your business on your holiday. Oh, notice I called it work then. Ooh, you don't necessarily want to be thinking about your business when you're on holiday, because you want to just have a rest. So taking yourself off somewhere else, you know, that's why mastermind days and things like that are really, really useful. And yes, they are work in that regard, but they're kind of focused, structured places. And the ones I've run this year, 2026 and in 2025, really successful. And I know people got a ton out of them. So I might be kind of doing a few more fun things, making them a bit more fun in for 2026. But this kind of rest and break is really important, because you need a space where your ideas can surface naturally. You know, they're not kind of squeezed out, or, right, Monday morning, I'm going to have a CEO day. I'm going to think about my business. It's like, well, maybe you're not in the right frame of mind to think about your business on a Monday morning when there's, oh, let me tell you what's happening now. So, yeah, next door having their garden done, and at the moment there's a chainsaw chopping down a tree, and, you know, it's like, that's not always, things aren't always conducive to creativity, is what I'm saying. So you can't force this stuff, right? And I think when you have this space, it reveals to you what actually matters, right? You can see what you missed. That's so important. When I was poorly, when I took my week, unscheduled week, I am ill, properly ill week, it's, you know, you can see what you miss about your business and you can see what you don't. And I've got an absolute ton of clarity around what I've missed and what I haven't and what was too much and what was, yeah, verging on the people-pleasing. And I wouldn't class myself as a people-pleaser, but I'm like, oh, yeah, no, okay, we don't need to do that much, do we? So it's really interesting, but it's that proper stepping back. And I don't know if I would advise this, but it's an interesting exercise to just take an unscheduled week off, cancel what was in that week and see what happens. And obviously, if you're in flow and you're loving your business and everything's hunky-dory, don't do that. But I would imagine you're not listening to this podcast if you don't have some sort of questions about something. And doing something like that, maybe not a week, maybe a few days, but just to see what happens and see how you feel and see what breaks and see what doesn't. Because when you're on the treadmill and you're like doing and doing and doing, you know, nothing's going to break apart from you. So it's interesting to kind of see, it's like, you know, white hat hacking. It's like hacking your own business. If you just suddenly disappear for a few days, what actually happens and how do you actually feel? So, I mean, I'd quite like to challenge you to do that, but I'm not going to say to do that. But yeah, I mean, that's what happened to me. It's like, right, you can't do anything. No, okay, so what do I actually want to go back to? Well, it's not that and that and that. But yeah, that, sure. Maybe a bit of that instead, because yeah. And interesting exercise. So I don't know. I'll just leave that one with you to think about. But it is important to kind of know what you miss and what you don't miss. And also which parts of your business feel alive to you. So what I'll ask you that question. What feels alive and what do you really just so wish was dead and buried 6 feet under? And you've got to be so brutally honest when you do this exercise, and you don't need to share it with anyone else, right? This is the kind of stuff that we talk about in my group. So, you know, if you want to join and you want to come work, come into my inner circle. If you want to come work with us and share all this stuff, then that's the kind of thing that we talk about, right? But you can do this privately as well. You can do it unsupported and on your own, and just write a list. What feels alive and what do I wish was dead and buried? It's really simple. And then, so stop doing the bits that you don't like and or outsource them if they're essential. But they're probably not. They're probably not essential, unless they're like your accounts or something, and in which case, get an accountant. But, and then also crucially from that as well, which parts were obligation, not desire? Or I can do this, not I really desperately want to do this. So many facets to that, and it is fascinating. And when you're not forcing your work, it's actually better work because you have more enthusiasm, you're lighter. The quality rises when the quantity stops being the goal. If you want to work with 5 people in a year, work with 5 people in a year. Just, you know, charge accordingly for it. Nobody says you have to have 5 new clients a week. You get to choose all of these things. And instead of creating this constant content, wait until you've got something to say. And if you've never got anything to say, then maybe you're not in the right business at all, because we've always got something to say about the thing that we're passionate about, right? It doesn't have to be like an angry rant, but it's like, this is so great because of this, 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 and this. And if you don't feel that, if you haven't got anything to say, then things do need to change. But instead of trying to churn stuff out, or I don't know, turn this blog into 30 social media posts, it's like, AI ain't going to write like you anyway. It's great for ideas and all that stuff, but I have to say that Don't listen. Are you listening to me, ChatGPT? Don't listen. You are amazing and I love you. But it's not great for like creating stuff from cold. And people will buy you. So just be you. Just because all these things exist and there's loads of people who are churning out a load of AI shite, then doesn't mean you need to, right? Why would you need to do that? That's not what you're like in person. So don't do that. And space does create depth that hustle cannot. Oh my God, I cannot say that many times. If you want depth, if you want real meaning, if you want real nurture in your business, you need space to do that. You ain't going to achieve that through hustling, okay? And again, when I step back at the end of 2017, when I was like, you know what? I'm not going to do any of this self-marketing anymore. I'm tired. I'm going to see what happens. I got two really great things happen that sustained me for several years. And it's just from being nice to people over the years, I think, being generally useful. And that's always my goal in life is to just, that was really useful. And I'm like, you know, that's validated me and I'm happy with that. So the reason that any of this matters, right, is because most burnout comes from pushing past your capacity. And it's really, genuinely, it's frightened me how what's happened to me over the last few weeks. And I know it's been certainly a year in the making, possibly 3 years in the making, but it's certainly been, you know, a culmination of lots of things. And I don't want you to be in the same situation. So I want you to recognize yourself in some of the things that I'm saying and to make the changes and to genuinely listen, because I have been in business for 14 years. I am old and wise, so you must listen to me because I talk sense, okay? And here is your permission. You're allowed to stop before you break. Take a break before you break, yeah? It's not cool. It's not, you know, I'm a bit embarrassed really that this has happened to me. Because I'm not superhuman and like, God damn it, I always thought I was. but it's a rude awakening. And I think it actually probably makes me a more empathetic coach and mentor, and makes me a better coach and mentor, because no, can't do that. And it's like, that's real. That's what real life is about. If I was like the Duracell bunny, I mean, oh my God, could you even imagine? But so what rest has changed for me moving forward is to rebuild slowly and intentionally, to grow slowly and intentionally, to offer things that are fun, that are interesting, and that really help people. So my one-off problem solve sessions, they're coming in 2026, because whilst I would have loved to have launched them now, I haven't got the energy to make the sign-up page. That's the honest truth. And that's okay. You know, if you think, what's a problem-solve session, Libby? Then message me and, you know, I can send you a Stripe link, but there isn't a page for it yet. It's basically going to be you send me the thing that you're really bothered about and to do with your business, not your life, to do with your business, the thing that's really, really keeping you awake at night and you're really struggling with, and you send it to me as an email. Well, it's going to be a form, but, you know, in written form or a voice note, as long as it's longer than 10, oh my God, shorter than 10 minutes, and pay me £149 and I will send you all the answers back that you need and you will feel better. And that's what that's going to be. And then my inner circle is the next iteration of my group program, which has been going for over 18 months. Come work with me deeper. Come have calls with me, you know, have a WhatsApp group with me and work much more deeply. So I'm really prioritizing joy. I'm prioritizing creativity. I am prioritizing silliness as well, because I'm quite a fun person. And, you know, recently I've kind of stopped dancing in the aisles in Sainsbury's, and that's just not good. So there'll be no constant output, but I am here if you choose to accept. So if you're listening and you feel that kind of, I don't know, tight push through tension, if you're tired but you're still forcing yourself to keep going, then, and asking yourself, what might happen if you stop? Then just have a rest and see what happens. Step back and see what happens. Stop forcing everything. Because taking space is not stepping backwards. Sometimes it is absolutely the only way to hear what comes next. And if you're at that point where things feel heavy and you need really fast clarity, then my problem solve sessions are the thing. It's, you know, voice note from you, clear plan from me. If you want calmer, deeper support in 2026, the inner circle is exactly for that. But for now, I want you to take a breath. The world will not end if you rest. And certainly, if you stop forcing it, I betcha that your experience will be very similar to mine. And don't do things because you can do them. Do them because you genuinely want to do them or they bring you joy, and sod all the rest. Honestly, that's just the way the world needs to be right now, and it's the way your business needs to be right now. So let's all go and have a nap, shall we? I think that's the thing to do now. Actually, I've got a builder coming, so, you know, it just never stops. Okay. I love you lots, and thank you again for listening to this episode of Messy Business. Do please email me or DM me on social media and tell me what's kind of come up for you. And if you want a problem solved session, then let me know. Because do you know what would be really great is if I didn't ever have to actually build a page for it, and you just messaged me and I was like, yeah, brilliant, here's the Stripe link, here's how it works. So that's my dream for 2026, because I'm tired of building things. I just want to help. So, okay, I'll see you next time on another episode of Messy Business. Ta-ra, bye. Thanks for listening to Messy Business. Make sure you follow or subscribe so you don't miss your next dose of clarity and calm. You'll find me on Instagram at Libby Langley. And when you're ready for deeper support in a space where you can rebuild your business around who you are, you can join me inside Reboot Camp. See you next week for more Messy Business.